O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, O Jesus. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. These petitions are just a few taken from what's called the Litany of Humility. Now, if you haven't had a chance to pray the Litany of Humility before, I'd highly recommend it. But I always recommend that you be careful whenever you pray for humility, because it is certainly one of the few prayers that God answers right away and very quickly. Now, I mentioned this litany because this week's readings speak to us quite heavily about humility, which is often an overlooked virtue in a world so focused on itself. Humility, however, isn't a virtue that limits us, as can often be the temptation to think. Rather, humility is recognizing who we truly are. The root of the word humility means earth, dirt, or dust. It reminds us of Ash Wednesday, when we are told, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." In humility, we recognize that by our baptism, we are beloved children of God, but that we still struggle with sin. In humility, we celebrate the good things that we accomplish, but we also know that God is our creator and sustainer, the author of all of our gifts and talents. Humility helps us to see that those accomplishments are also gifts. Humility keeps us from becoming prideful and setting ourselves up, as we hear in our gospel, for embarrassment and disappointment. Luke, the author of the gospel today, often likes to highlight certain stories and parables that really remind us that God's ways are not our own. He shows us that humility, though it is often quite hard in the moment, is often less embarrassing in the long run and can lead us to a right relationship with God. Jesus exhorts us to take the lower place so that we might be called to a higher place, which is much, much better than taking a higher place and embarrassingly getting moved down, like the character in our parable today. Jesus urges us also to not make repayment for our good, because repayment in heaven is much better than repayment on earth. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted, as we hear. Jesus shows us that humility helps us to search for the future good rather than our present pleasure. Our first reading from Sirach also reminds us, conduct your affairs with humility. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are. So, looking at all of these things maybe just a little bit more practically, how can we grow in humility? How can we grow in this virtue, which looks towards the future? One of the best ways to grow, of course, in any virtue is to start practicing it. Practice makes perfect, right? Jesus exhorts us in the gospel to take the lowest place so that we might be called up to a higher position. Well, to begin practicing this, first and foremost, we begin practicing humility by coming here to Mass each and every Sunday, and for many of us, more often. Coming to worship God and to receive the body and blood of our Lord, I know a priest who was once asked why going to Mass can be so boring and why it can sometimes be really, really tough. The priest responded by saying that sometimes Mass can be tough and can be boring because it's perhaps the only hour during the week where we aren't focused on ourselves and our pleasure and what we want to do and how we want to do it. We come, rather, to worship God, which is an infinite good in and of itself, but, of course, God doesn't stop there. In receiving the Eucharist, we also participate in this infinite good. In taking the lower place by worshiping God, we are called to the higher place of receiving Him in the Eucharist. In a small way, then, our own personal prayer is like a continuation of the Mass. We worship God, and in doing so, we sacrifice our time and our energy to form that relationship with Him. And of course, God, in His generosity, continues to call us to that higher place. He transforms us through that relationship. Jesus also calls us in the gospel to give in humility. not seeking to get anything back because our repayment is in eternity. And I think this, of course, highlights the true good of giving of our time, talent, and treasure as we know so well. Similar to our worship of God, sacrifice of our earthly goods without any earthly reward has eternal consequences. These types of sacrifice, like the Mass, help us then not to focus on our own good and to get involved in the good of other persons or causes, to take the lower place so that we might be called higher. Humility, then, in conclusion, remembering that we are dust and to dust we shall return, helps us to recognize our true nature as beloved sons and daughters of God. Humility in prayer and in practice is looking to the future. It's looking toward Jesus and towards eternal life. And by taking that lower place, that we might move higher to a higher place, and by giving without reward, we are given the gift of eternal life with God. And as we look to Jesus in humility, we can see our Lord, of course, as the greatest example of humility. Here at the Mass, where the sacrifice of himself to save us is made present again and at this altar. In this way, Jesus commands us, as we hear in our gospel acclamation, "Take my yoke upon you, says the Lord, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart."